So, what do you think? Is that on? Hidden. Might be why. Is that better? Yeah, that's better, isn't it? So, what do you think it would feel like to be the widow in our story today, in the parable that Jesus told? A widow was a very weak person at this time. She had no male advocates there for her. And at that time, women were not allowed to testify in court. So this was quite a futile thing that she was doing. She probably didn't expect necessarily that she was going to get a yes answer, certainly not the first time that she asked. And to make things even worse, we don't even have a good judge there. We have an unjust judge, one who didn't care what God thought of him, didn't care what people thought of him. He was going to do whatever he wanted. And yet she is driven to keep coming back. Despite all of the obstacles that are in her way, she's so driven by the task that she wants sorted, that she's going to keep coming back and keep trying. When was the last time that you felt like that about anything? That no matter what the obstacles are in front of you, you're going to keep trying. It doesn't happen very often in our lives. Either things tend to happen quite easily for us, or we think, well, it's not worth the effort to keep trying. But the moral of our story today, why is Jesus telling us this parable? Is because he knows how difficult it is going to be for us to be faithful all the way until the time that he actually returns. He realizes what a difficult struggle that will be. Now, I think possibly at that time the disciples thought it might be coming up soon. That won't be too hard. But Jesus knew better. And so he's teaching them this, and he's still teaching us this. And what does he say to us to say this is how you're going to be able to do it? He says we have to be faithful in our prayers and keep going with our prayers all the way to the end. I don't know about you, how do you guys feel about prayer? Is it easy? Hands up for those who find it easy. Ooh. Telling, isn't it? Depends. Yeah, depends. Sometimes it might be easier than others. I think sometimes we build prayer up to be something that it isn't. And we make it harder for ourselves. And we hear things like, well, I get distracted. I'm just too busy. You know, I have to be up early for work, and I'm just too busy all day. I just never get the time. I'm tired come the evening. I forget all about it. I just never get round to it. Or I'm not very good at prayers. I mean, you've heard them read the prayers in church. Sorry, Hilary, I'm setting you up here. Yeah. They're good at prayers. Me, not so good. Not so good. I never find the right words. Or maybe that God doesn't have time for you. Maybe your prayers are not really what he wants to hear, what he has time for. They're not important enough. But despite Jesus's very busy life, very hectic life, loads of people coming to listen to him, he made particular time to pray. So important was it in his ministry. And that tells us really how important it is for us too. So important at maintaining our relationship with God. We make it into something that is almost like a duty. I'm supposed to pray. Do you think just what I do in church is enough? I do pray then on a Sunday. I do pray with everybody else. Is it enough? It's not enough. You know the friendships that you've had in life? How many of us have maybe lost touch with friends? Life is busy. We do all the time lose touch with people. And the reason is we don't talk to them. Yeah, we don't find that time to talk to them. We don't send them a little message or pick up the phone or go and see them. We let that time dwindle. And further it goes, the more and more distant we become and the harder it is to make the reason to pick up the phone. And it's the same with our relationship with God. That the less time we find to talk to him, the more distant our relationship becomes. Prayer is not a duty. It is a privilege. There is no perfect time of day. There is no perfect length of time. There are no perfect words that you have to say. It is simply a time of conversation between you and your God. And when you talk to him, that's how you build your faith. That's how you come to know who God is. That's how he has time to talk to you. It's relationship building. It's faith building. It's life-giving. So that when he comes again, you are strong in your faith because you have a relationship with God and you love him and you know he loves you. But we need that. We need that so badly because otherwise the world just washes our relationship away. So don't build prayer up to be anything else than a conversation with your God. And come to know him and understand the faith that you have with him through prayer. Now, there may be some things that you think you should be more persistent in prayer for. It might just be your relationship with God, the depth of your faith. And where you want to take that. It might be for something that's going on in the world that really stirs you up, and you realize that you just haven't told God enough about that. And you just haven't been persistent saying to him, "This isn't right, God. Help me put it right." Today you should have picked up a little Jenga block. And what we would like you to do is to write something on there that represents that thing that you want to be more persistent in prayer with. We're going to invite you to bring that forward and build a wall on our board, which we're hoping stays stuck up there. So spend a bit of time thinking, you know, what is it? Is it just the fact that you want to be more persistent in prayer, that you want God to help you to do that? Or is there something burning on your heart that you want God's help with? And bring that forward. And let's build our prayer wall to God.